Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to your daily Bible verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and I'm excited to let you know that my latest devotional book has just released. The storms of life will blow. It's not a matter of if, but when. That's when we need encouragement from God's Word the most, but it's hard to read a long passage, let alone remember what we've read. Keeping Hope Alive, Devotions for Strength in the Storm, contains 90 devotions that provide encouragement in bite-sized pieces for minds on overload. Buy your copy wherever Christian books are sold. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 94:19.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 94:19. When my anxious thoughts multiply within me, your comfort delights my soul. Several years ago, a wrong assumption created tension in a relationship I held precious. My heart broke. I longed for everything to return to normal, but I couldn't fix it. The situation consumed my thoughts. It was forefront in my mind as I did my household chores and went for walks and worked on my writing assignments. They remained there when I went to bed at night, and they kept me awake. They raced in 1,000 different directions. They even held imaginary conversations with the other person. They searched frantically for a solution but came up empty. I felt like the psalmist may have felt when he wrote the words in today's Bible verse. He mentioned anxious thoughts multiplying within him. In the original language, the word used for anxious implies perplexing and various. It paints the picture of a tree with branches growing here and there and twisting together in places. It suggests thoughts that are distracting, vain, useless, confusing, secretive, and even polluted. Would you agree that this sounds like a fair representation of the thoughts that race through our minds every day? Certainly we have thoughts that are good and pure and true, but we all wrestle with the other kinds too. Allowing them to run rampant only breeds more of the same. That's what the psalmist meant when he said his anxious thoughts multiplied within him. The end result of thoughts allowed to run wild is, are you ready for this? Stinking thinking. They're toxic. They shape our beliefs, influence our behaviors, and determine our destiny. They steal our joy, turn us into angry or fearful or downcast people, keep us awake at night. They can cause us to lose our appetite or gorge on comfort food and ultimately make us sick. That's why we have to bring them into captivity and align them with God's truth. The psalmist recognized the importance of dealing with his various and perplexing thoughts. Rather than allow them to continue distracting him and dividing his mind, he turned to God. Your comfort delights my soul, he wrote. The word comfort in this context refers to God's promises. Psalm 119:50 says, Your promise revives me. It comforts me in all my troubles. So the writer had learned how to lasso his random thoughts and bring them to focus on God's promises. He replaced the many vain, useless, and confusing thoughts with those he knew to be true and right. The writer also trained his thoughts to focus on the truth of God's character. Psalm 119:76 says, "Now let your unfailing love comfort me, just as you promised me, your servant." He reined his racing thoughts in to focus on God's attributes, in this case, his unfailing love. Camping his thoughts on God's promises and character brought delight to his soul. That word delight means to stroke or to soothe. It's the same word used in Isaiah 66:11, which refers to an infant drinking at its mother's breast. A hungry baby will cry louder and grow more anxious until his mother puts him to her breast. This satisfies the infant and soothes him, often into a peaceful sleep. Referring again to my situation, anxious thoughts multiplied within me until I finally recognized their control over me. I'd given them free rein and they'd multiplied until bitterness began to grow in my heart. I turned things around by focusing on God's promises to give me wisdom. I focused on his faithfulness and kindness, and I asked him to develop the same characteristics in me. I meditated on the beauty of the grace or the undeserved favor he lavishes on me, and I began to pray that he would strengthen me so that I could lavish grace on that other person, even though she'd said hurtful things. God's comforts delighted my soul. They stopped my anxious thoughts from multiplying further, and they calmed me so I could think clearly and choose an appropriate response. Maybe you can relate. If anxious thoughts about a difficult relationship, a major decision, or an uncertain future are multiplying within you, ask the Holy Spirit to help you bring them into captivity and align them with God's truth. Fill your mind with his promises and thoughts about his character, and they will soothe your soul. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you know the struggles we have with our thoughts. Please help us change the way we think by filling our minds with your truth. May your comforts delight our soul as we learn to focus on your promises and your character. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.